So you know it's another Friday in the city of Ibadan, and your favorite Ibadan girl, your favorite podcaster is here on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. I'm super excited to be with you guys today on the podcast, and I don't know what to say. But then I'm actually very excited to be here. It was an eventful week for me, a little bit emotional in the sense that it was my mom's birthday, and I actually had memories of how I actually started learning how to bake cake or make confectionaries 5 years ago when it was my mom's 50th birthday. And I'm like, wow, it's 5 years down the line already. And I thank God for the progress so far. It's been a good journey. It's not been so smooth at some point, but then it keeps getting better. So back to today's episode. Oh, before I forget, I have this gist for you guys. Some people saw it on my WhatsApp status already. Then let me just bring it to this podcast. So the popular trend of the influencer challenge was happening, and I said, let me jump on this trend though with my mother in the Lord. So I did a trend on my I did a video on my mom. I put it she didn't know I was recording her, and I started telling how I used to wake up for work, I'll do this, do that, I'll not eat red meat, I'll not do this. And you had to see the reaction my mom gave me. She at the point her phone actually dropped. her phone just dropped, and she's like, Damola, you're lying. Oh my God, she just, her reaction was really priceless, honestly. I didn't expect it to be that serious, but then she didn't disappoint me, because I know the kind of person she is, so she didn't disappoint me with that one. She gave me that reaction back to back. But then I'm like, Kai, this one just finished me. And I posted the video, some people were like, oh my God, this is really amazing. I'm just like, African parents are the same thing. I saw videos from my friends, and I'm like, our mothers are the same thing. They are just in different houses. But they all behave the same way. Trust me, if you pull that prank on your African mom and she doesn't react that same way, it is a lie. Even if you say the truth and you exaggerate it, she will tell you a lie. My mom finished me in that video. If you want to watch the video, just send me a message on WhatsApp and I would send the video to you so you can see what actually happened. Welcome back to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. You know how we do our thing here. We talk about personal life issues, talk about relationships, talk about friendship. We also talk about a lot of things. So on today's episode, like I said earlier on, it's a feedback review on the last podcast episode we did. Last week we talked about if your fiance or your boyfriend was supposed to have a best friend of the opposite sex, your reactions and all. And I got a lot of feedbacks, and I'm like, this feedback can't go down the drain. I have to bring it on the podcast so you guys have to hear. So that's what we're going to be doing today on the episode of today's podcast. So let me talk about one of the feedbacks that burst my head finish. So this feedback actually came in before the podcast was even released. The girl was like, so for privacy's sake, I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just going to be giving guys the story. So she said that she couldn't wait for the podcast episode to actually be released because she had had her own experience about it. And I'm like, girl, give me the gist. So she gave me the gist, and she was like, her boyfriend at that point had a best friend, and she even used to make hair for the person. She used to talk to the person and all. I shared this brother was doing something at the back with this auntie. It was giving her back to back, and when she found out, she accused the girl. And this my friend, she has watched a lot of Nollywood movies, because she was like, she was planning that they will not go against the boy back to back. That was bust my head. I said, babe, you watch so many movies that is what you are thinking about. So she said, when she and the girl had the conversation, the girl even accused her. I was telling her that they both occupy different positions in that boy's life. Can you imagine such a F100 that you, your girlfriend, though, me and bestie, that they are different offices? They are different offices. Can you just imagine? And you were aware that the girl was dating her, that he was dating the boy. And I'm like, oh my God, girls are really, they're really like a handful, some particular girls, not all girls, but that's really terrible. I can't imagine how you would feel. She said she had it was really a very tough time for her to actually get through it and all. I think she said even after then, the guy was still dated somebody else, and he still had that particular best friend. Can you imagine? Oh my God, some girls really need to work on themselves. It's terrible. You shouldn't do that to people, not even just your fellow girls, but to people. That's really offensive. If you want to date your best friend, date your best friend. Nobody says do not date your best friend. Why do you have to have your best friend? You are doing some things with your best friend and still claim you have a girlfriend. Oh, wrong now. Oh, these things are wrong. Oh, wrong, but yeah, you don't do things like that. Okay, so let me move on to another comment I actually got. And this particular person said that she agrees with Victoria. You guys know I brought Victoria, Amarachi, Jessie Lolua, and Faith on the podcast. And the person said she agrees with what Victoria said about setting boundaries. That if, for instance, she has a best friend before she got a boyfriend, you don't expect her to stop talking to her boyfriend just because, to her best friend just because, boyfriend came in the picture, that she will still keep talking to the person, but there will be boundaries between the two of them. And also said if you have female friends, that she wouldn't even stop you from having friends. At the same time, you could always even be friends with each other, like you get to know the person and all of you are all friends together, nothing more. And she also gave an example of someone that she knows that had a male friend, a female friend. They all came together, they became very close. Then when the person even got a boyfriend, I mean a girlfriend, at the end of the day, all of them are like four best friends together. That's like a very cool gang, actually. Like everybody talks together, pray together, do a lot of things together. I feel that's really amazing than having strings attached. Because somebody else also dropped a comment and was like, if there is nothing between, like everything, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your fiance is aware of everything that happens in that friendship, like there is no strings attached, then there is absolutely no problem with you having a best friend. So in the real sense, a lot of people are actually like cool with the you have a best friend, you don't have a best friend, I mean you have a best friend and you are in a relationship thing. Yes, people are cool with it, but know your boundaries. Do not overdo things. Somebody said something about you need to like set your priorities. You need to know which one of them actually come first. Setting boundaries, setting priorities. So I hope I've been able to do a lot of justice on this feedback and review. So I would say that it's not actually too late for you to actually send me your feedback or your review on the podcast episode, because this topic is like a whole lot and really can't just finish it up. So I just decided like we should wrap it up today on this episode, and I'm glad that I was able to do this. So I'm just going to say that it works differently for everyone. Do what works for you. If having a best friend is what works for you, fine, do it. If it doesn't work for you, then don't do it. Just do what works for you and be very honest in whatever you do. I love you guys so much. Do not forget to follow me on my social media page, Instagram, KIG with Damola, Facebook, Twitter, Damola Lagbade, and on WhatsApp. If you want to watch my video, send me a WhatsApp message on 081-8361-5175. I'll take that again. 081-8361-5175. I love you guys so much. Till next week Friday when we meet on another episode of the podcast. Bye guys.